Tell us about founding Estetica Mia and the name of it, what it means to you, and why it's a unique experience.
When we had the mudslides, we lost clients and then we lost service providers. And our business in nail care is really a production business. I mean, you have to sell a lot of minutes of time to be able to make it profitable. So with my coach, Jeff, we just kept going back to the fact that with what had happened with the mudslides, that was going to be almost impossible. So he challenged me to really look at the business in a different kind of way. And what I came up with some of my friends was this like concept of a food court, but what's a beauty court, right? And we were really excited. We were going to join in this big space, and it was going to be a beauty court. There was a spray tan company that was going to occupy some of the space. Aqua Nail Bar was going to occupy some of the space. And then my friends from Integrity Lash were going to occupy some of the space. And we have this really great dream, and I was so into it. I signed the lease. I sold a rental home, right? And I just was full on invested. And my friends from the lash company, were a big part of, we're going to take a bigger portion of the space, had a setback in their business. And they decided that they didn't want to continue on in business, that they were just going to do training, and they didn't want to do anything to do with the salon world anymore. So I was like, oh my God, I just literally signed this lease, and what am I going to do? And he's so funny because he called me and he said, hey, you got to come to Pasadena. I need to talk to you. And I was like, oh my God, I never expected that conversation. So I left that meeting and then I went to Juralique to place an order there in Pasadena too. And I met with the director of Juralique USA, and he had been at a site visit a couple of weeks earlier. And he said, hey, I want to offer you this really great opportunity. And honestly, Estetica Mia was just like, I have no options. And this landed in my lap. I'm just going to take it because what else do I do? And it was the most beautiful gift that I could ever have received because it allowed me to rewrite my story and to hold that integrity that I was talking about and to really be fearless in saying, okay, Aqua was about my family. It was about my sister. It was about my past. But Estetica Mia, I can rewrite this, and it could be truly 100% about who I am and what I want to share with the world through my life. And that was the magic. I mean, and Juralique, they're just an amazing company. They align. I mean, if you don't know Juralique Skincare, you should really look them up. They're using biodynamic farming principles. These people put pink crystals in their water to feed their roses. I mean, I was just like, I want to be a part of that, right? I want to be a part of the health consciousness that they spread and planet consciousness and their deep devotion to our world. And they've been doing this for 30 years. So to me, it was just like when I kind of sat with it and I said, okay, what's this gift? It doesn't seem like a gift right now. It just seems like it's just a strategy. But let me look at the gift and what it is. And when I did, I was like, oh my God, this is really amazing. This is going to be so cool. And then I was just like, okay, let me rummage through my life experiences. And what did I really love about, I don't know, about beauty? And not this shallow beauty that the world knows it to be, but how can we create a deeper beauty which holds space for us to connect with ourselves, that includes planet and health consciousness, guides that actually want to educate you to meet your needs, the aesthetics of our body that we can honor and enjoy. And that's when I thought, oh my God, this is it. It's Estetica Mia. And it's just been a really beautiful process. We're a new company, so when we talk to people about deep beauty, they're like, what? But that's for me to go out and share deep beauty and what it means, and that we're doing that here at Estetica Mia. And then there's the whole business work culture, which is just like, the cherry on top, right? To all the other beautiful stuff that we're doing out there in the world. But Estética Mia is just, it's really who I am at my core. And the name is just from really that one place in Italy where I felt like, yeah, I could go and be who I was, and I could refill my cup, because there were these amazing women that just like took care of me, right? When I was in their space.